Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hi. Yeah, hi there. Sorry to bother. This is it's Patrick Nolan, Ashwood City Chief Executive. Can I just confirm I'm speaking to Fiona Lloyd from Ofcom?
It's the middle of the night.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I just needed to raise something that happened on the BBC.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'd like to make a complaint about some content.
I'm the Director of Content Standards and Head of the Board of Governors.
Then I think you're probably best placed to hear my complaint.
Oh, Mr. Nolan... On Monday morning, I suggest you follow the correct complaint procedure with a qualified operator or access the form online.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Now, the programme I was watching was Match of the Day. Are you noting this down? Following the highlights package of our defeat to Burnley, which missed out some decent chances from us, but that's for another time.
Mr. Nolan!
No, wait, listen. At the end of the highlights package, the camera came into the studio with the daft little floaty graphics and Gary Lineker turned to Jermaine Genus and said, "What a load of Schmidt."
He said shit.
No, he didn't say shit. He said Schmidt.
I don't understand.
Our new head coach is Eric Van Schmidt.
Right.
Yeah, and Lineker said, "What a load of Schmidt," and Jermaine Genus laughed. A lot.
So what's the offending content? I don't understand.
The offending content is that. What a load of Schmidt.
But he didn't say shit.
Yeah, but he implied it.
So
this is Match of the Day. You can't just say that kind of thing.
Schmidt?
Yes.
It's comfortably in the time frame of the watershed, so it complies with broadcasting code.
Well, what can you say after the watershed?
Anything.
Yeah, but this will be repeated tomorrow at 7.
Certain offensive words can be used pre-watershed if it is justified by the content of the programming.
Words like what?
Words like shit.
It's not justified by the content of the programming.
Didn't you say you lost to Burnley?
Listen, Fiona, I want my complaint to be taken seriously.
Then file the complaint correctly.
Right, so post-watershed, what can you say?
Fuck. Motherfucker. Cunt. Any of their derivatives.
Derivatives? What does that mean?
Fucking. Fucker.
Oh, OK, I get it. So to clarify, my complaint is the implication of the word shit against Ashwood City Football Club on a programme whose content doesn't justify the implication of the word.
Right. The word smit... but implying the word shit.
Yes, thank you.
Not a problem, Mr. Nolan. Now, I'd like to go, the implication of which is to leave me alone so I can sleep. Do you understand?
Yes. Can I also just log? You don't have to file a separate one for this if you don't want. We hit the post in the 85th minute, and that wasn't on there. Hello? Hello? Fiona?
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
Salad.
Following a disappointing defeat in the first game of the season at Turf Moor, Patrick is discussing the complications of the on-field personnel with his sporting director, Chris Woody Woodall.
They didn't gel. What do you mean they didn't fucking gel?
You know what I mean. They didn't click. They didn't connect with each other, you know.
What is this, first date? That starting lineup cost over £100 million, Woody.
I know, Patrick.
Yeah, and what do I fucking get for it? A 4-0 dicking from Sean Dyche and his band of misshits.
Patrick, it was 3-0, remember. If VAR intervened for the last one, Ashley Barron's elbow.
No, I knew that.
So we lost 3-0, pal.
Yeah, well, now I feel much better. He shouldn't be allowed that elbow without a licence. He should be strip-searched on arrival. What is it made of, anyway?
I think it's stone or iron. Not sure, actually. I'll ask the centre-backs when they're discharged from hospital or the psychiatric facility.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe leave them in there a bit longer, you know, let them gel.
Patrick, this is perfectly normal, all right? Happens to everyone.
It's not fucking puberty, Woody, or premature ejaculation. It's £100 million down the shitter. No amount of hair gel is going to make a difference.
It's not down the shitter.
We just lost 3-0 to Burnley.
It's not down the shitter, Patrick.
Then it's circling the bowl.
It's not. It's just splashing the seat.
Well, fucking wipe it up.
These are just teething problems, pal.
Oh, I thought Ashley Barnes knocked most of them out.
Look, hold on. I'm coming in. Where the hell are you?
I'm not in yet.
It's 11 o'clock on a fucking Monday morning.
I'm aware of the time.
Wait, you're sat at your desk, pal.
It's the 21st century, okay, Woody? Sometimes people work from home, sometimes people go at their own pace.
Yeah, and sometimes people talk shite because they're late.
I'm not late. I'm working from home this morning.
It happened again, didn't it?
It did not happen again.
Yes, it did.
Can you get back to sorting the starting 11, please?
What did they write? The graffiti. What did they put on your wall?
I didn't put anything on my wall, thank you very much. It's on the front gate.
What does it say? The Great Fatsby?
No, it does not say The Great Fatsby.
Really?
I don't think our fans that vandalise my property are familiar with the work of F. Scott Fitzgerald, funnily enough, Woody.
Rat Nolan?
Rat Nolan? Who calls me Rat Nolan?
The Supporters Club did that fundraiser, do you remember? For the giant rat. We're in the Ashwood
kit. That was supposed to be me.
Oh, aye. Yeah.
For fuck's sake. No, it's not Rat Nolan. It really doesn't matter. It's just a bit of spray paint on my front gate. I just have to wait for the police.
Oh, I know what it is.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't, Woody.
It's the classic Twatrick Nonslin.
It's not.
Oh. What is it then?
It's What a Load of Schmidt.
Fucking hell, that's what Lineker said.
Yeah, I know. That's why we need to sort this out.
What, the graffiti or the comment?
Both.
What do you want me to do? Beat up Gary Lineker? He's in great shape, pal.
No, you need to speak to Eric. Make it clear that that can't happen again.
Have you met Eric?
Yeah, when I hired him. He seemed...
He seemed what, Patrick?
Very nice.
He's not fucking nice. You know he slapped the last sporting director he worked with? Slapped him, Patrick.
No, I know, but you need to communicate with him. Establish that this isn't okay.
No.
Why?
Because I don't want
to. You're scared, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I don't want to get slapped.
Yeah, well, get some Dutch courage.
I don't want Dutch courage. I don't want to deal with a slapper.
He's not a slapper.
He fucking is. I told you this when you hired him.
You hired him. He was your idea.
I'll speak to Howard, then he can get it to Eric.
Howard's the assistant, Woody.
But he can get the info to Eric, you know. What are you going to do about this Lineker thing? You should call Ofcom, you know.
I tried that.
What did they say?
They told me to go away.
That's not very nice. You should report them.
Look, never you mind about the Lineker thing. Jess and I are going to tackle that today.
When you finally arrive at work?
I am working. I'm speaking to you, aren't I? It's not my idea of leisure time, Woody. Oh, hold on, the police are here.
Hello, sir. I understand you have a graffiti issue.
I do, yeah. It's just over there.
Okay. Does it say Nolan out?
No, it's... Sorry, what?
Does it say Nolan out?
No, it does not say Nolan out.
Oh, okay.
Why would it say Nolan out?
Well, you've spent all that money on some, quite friendly, average players, you know, and the game against Burnley found
right,
us
no,
out.
Right, fucking listen.
Ali, just calm yourself
the
down.
The team are trying to gel, okay?
They're trying to what?
Gel!
Decaf cappuccino for Hannah.
Assistant coach Howard Jagger has finished training for the day and has an impromptu meeting with Vice Head of Football Operations, Mikkel Mikkelsen.
Howard?
Fuck, Mickey, man. Where'd you come from?
Woody wants to see you.
I'll see him tomorrow. Do you want a coffee, Mick? I've just ordered...
He wants to see you today.
Look, it was a bad result.
Gary Lineker said we were a load of shit.
He said Schmidt, actually.
A latte with soy milk for Johnny.
Woody wants to see you now.
Johnny, you drink too much.
I appreciate him sending his Scandinavian muscle, but it's really not necessary, Mickey. At ease.
He can see you right now.
Well, I can come back to the offices around 4ish if he wants.
He's ready to see you.
Don't look like I'm ready. I've been on the training ground since 5 a.m. Woody's been at work 2.5 hours. I know we lost to Burnley. I don't need the busybodies upstairs pissing on about it as well. Now, unless he wants to come and meet me here or at my own home, you can fuck off, Mickey.
Filter coffee for the severed head of Howard Jagger.
Hey, that's mine. Oh, hiya, Howie. How you doing, pal? Hey, now, before you move like Jagger, can I have a quick word? Thanks, hon.
Woody, you had an opportunity to meet with us at the training.
Howard Jagger, my dear pal. Come and have a cosy fucking word with me now, or I'll beat you to death with a rolling stone. Now, come on, honky-tonk woman, over here.
Woody.
Look, I've picked out a wee couch, look, like the hit TV show Friends. I'll be Rachel. You can be the funny one, you know, with the painkiller addiction.
I'll give you 2 minutes.
Hey, now, after what Gary Lineker said, I'll need longer than that.
Gary is just being funny.
Well, I happen to agree with him, you know. Now, come on the wee couch. There you go. So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Well,
rather like this bollocking. It's filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, great, Mickey, you're joining us.
Wouldn't you like a witness?
Look, I don't see how you can't just go and speak to Eric.
Nah, I can't be bothered.
You're scared of him?
No, I'm not. Just can't be bothered, mate.
You've gone pale since I mentioned his name. Both of you.
I'm from Scotland. He's from Santa's Grotto. Of course we're fucking pale.
For a Dane, I'm actually quite dark.
You look like the ghost of a fucking snowman, Mickey. You're not quite dark.
Whoa, that is racism, man.
You wouldn't know racism if it knocked on your door wearing a Chelsea shirt. I played football in the 80s, mate. I played football in Italy. I've got a PhD in racial abuse.
Right, that's enough. No more my dad's more bigoted than your dad. Serious business.
It's match week one. There's no serious business.
My boss is upset.
Yeah, so is mine.
Hey, I'm fine and dandy, pal.
Yeah, you're not my boss. Eric is.
Excuse me?
Eric is my boss.
Oh, right, okay. How much does he pay you?
He doesn't pay...
Didn't fucking think so. Right, Mickey, get the iPad.
What are you doing?
You're going to take our notes to Eric.
Your notes?
On the Burnley game.
We've got our own notes.
I should fucking hope so. Now, here's some of ours. Mickey, iPad.
We don't need yours.
We lost 3-0 at Turf Moor.
Yeah, and...
And you need some more fucking notes. Mickey, iPad.
You can take this up with Eric.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not? Because you're scared of him?
There's nothing scary about an unpredictable Dutchman who makes a living out of physical threats and intimidation, okay? I just don't want to rock the boat.
Here.
At fucking time.
You confuse me as it's not an iPad.
What?
It's a tablet, but it's not an iPad.
Well, Mickey, when I ask you to pass me my tablet, that's a very different request, and it will usually involve lots of violence beforehand. Speaking of, lesson one, Ashley Barnes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
In the communications department, a meeting is being held to discuss the damaging public comments on the BBC's Match of the Day. In attendance are Chief Executive Patrick Nolan, Head of Communications Jess Tate, and Social Media Manager Natasha Harley.
I think what's probably best is to just ignore the Lineker comment.
I'm not ignoring it.
We need to ignore
it. It's not going to happen.
Then what do you want, Patrick?
I want a really funny, witty tweet back. You know, like those German clubs run by British social media agencies do.
Sorry, hold on.
What?
You want bants? You want Twitter bants?
Maybe I do, Jess. Yeah, but really fucking mean bants.
In that case, I agree with Natasha. Ignore it.
No, I'm not fucking ignoring it. Imagine he said that about Liverpool or something on Match of the Fucking Day, Jess. Imagine that.
Well, you can't say mean stuff about Liverpool on television.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's different. We're Ashwood. We get this crap all the time. If it's offensive comments from Gary's that have pissed you off, Gary Neville said we made Burnley look like Barcelona.
Yeah, well, if I want La Liga analysis, I won't be going to Gary Neville, thank you very much.
Even if we were to do the tweet, do you have anything in mind as to what it would actually say?
Well, I was thinking something to do with shit.
Something to do with shit.
Right.
Yeah, because he used shit against.
If you're going to bring up shitting himself in Italian 90, let me just say that is so fucking obvious.
Maybe if we...
Well, I don't think it's that obvious.
Believe me, it's fucking obvious. It's like Andros Townsend cutting inside. I know exactly what's going to happen.
Besides, it's obvious for a reason, because he shat himself in Italian 90.
30 years ago.
So? What about shagging crisps? People are always accusing him of shagging crisps, aren't they?
Maybe if we have Eric join Twitter.
Eric Van Schmidt?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Why not? He could start building up a profile, you know? People get to know the real him.
I don't want people to know the real him.
He's not that bad.
Call him, then. Ask him what happened at Turf Moor.
I don't think I've got any signal in here.
Come on, use the office phone.
No, they're being repaired.
Natasha Harley speaking.
Maybe you could use the phone when Natasha's done, Patrick.
All right, fine. I don't like speaking to him. I find him a little confrontational.
Oh, but you'd like to give him a Twitter profile.
Fuck it, we won't then. Happy?
Media pieces on the club are usually done by...
I'm not happy, because this is the worst start we could have asked for. But the fact of the matter is, it's match day one, and we've got another 37 to go. I wish we didn't, but we do.
Sky Sports. And it would be a video profile. Yeah, I can pass that on, but I suspect it will be declined, as it would involve a training session.
Who's that?
Soccer AM are doing club video pieces. Wondered if they could do an Ashwood one that they can air on Saturday.
Ugh, yawn. Who would want to watch that?
I don't know. Anyway, Eric's public persona.
There will be no public persona, end of.
I know there aren't many managers on Twitter, but right now you've got this man that has come in and spent £100 million and nobody knows much about him.
Firstly, he didn't spend £100 million. Patrick and Woody did. And secondly, he's not a fucking Kardashian. We don't need tweets and Instagram posts and documentaries from our fucking psychotic manager.
Who did you say called, Natasha?
What?
Who called just now?
Sky Sports. Well, Soccer AM. To request a club video.
Call them back. Tell them they can have training ground access tomorrow morning.
Patrick?
They're going to come to the training ground.
Soccer fucking AM. I don't want them running around the place like Jimmy Bullard in a china shop.
They come here, we'll give them that. Crossbar challenge bollocks. Not only will they see Eric, it's a chance for the players to gel.
To what?
Gel.
Sorry, I don't get what you mean.
He means team bonding.
Why not say team bonding?
Call them. Book it in tomorrow morning. Hello?
Oh, your phone signal's come back.
Pal, I've got Howard in line, all right? He's taking our notes on board.
Oh, I should fucking hope so. So you are at least slightly useful. I've solved your main issue, and Jess's, as a matter of fact.
What are you on about, pal?
I've sorted our little team bonding issue and the public mocking of our coach.
See, you just said team bonding.
Team bonding?
The issue with the players needing to gel.
Well, say gel if you mean gel.
God, look, I've sorted it, all right?
You've sorted it?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. It'll take weeks.
Well, I work quick.
You haven't sorted it.
What's the matter? Oh, you sound jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Well, gel. That's you, Woody. Well, fucking gel.
You're gonna tell me what the fuck is going on?
Just ignore him, Woody. He's hatched some half-assed plan to fix the team, make Eric look like a barrel of laughs, and he's cured world hunger too, judging by the smug look on his stupid face.
Woodall, I'll meet you at the training ground tomorrow morning. Jess, make sure you get any footage from this and spaff it all over social media, okay? Rub it in Lineker's face. Any goals, skills, or whatever they capture, just spam him with it. I want to be blocked by him come the end of the day.
You're late again. What's going on with you?
Oh, I had another catch-up with the police.
More graffiti? Or is it about the one on the high street?
There was one on the high street. What does it say?
It says nonce on top of the shopping centre.
So?
Well, that's Just some more offensive graffiti aimed at you, isn't it? It's worth reporting.
Sorry, why exactly is that aimed at me?
Because that's what they call you.
Who?
People.
People.
Well, you know, Ashwood fans.
So that's it now, is it? I'm synonymous with the word nonce.
You know what the fan base are like. If they find something, it'll stick.
Yeah, well, they can stick it up their alcohol-dependent arses.
Soccer AM, things going well?
Yeah, good, good. Look at them out there having a good laugh, aren't they?
Hi, fellas.
Morning, Howard. How are you doing? Lads looking good today.
Yeah, just what we needed, eh?
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more, Howard.
Whose bright idea was this?
Hey, look, let's call it a team effort, yeah?
No, not Soccer AM. This.
He's talking about the notes from the Burnley game.
Oh, yeah, that was also me.
What?
It was me.
Pal, Howard is holding a 17-page document that I worked through with him yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On my request.
Oh, that's how it works, is it?
Yeah, that's how it works.
I'll go and get this to Eric now.
Yeah, sure, Howard. Woody, I delegate the workload. That's my role.
So you didn't actually have anything to do with the tactical analysis?
Well, I had a few thoughts that I pretty sure came across.
A few thoughts?
Yeah, I put in that thing about counter-attacking and the wing-backs.
Oh, how very astute of you.
And I said the other thing about man-marking.
What's going on over there?
I probably were just having a good laugh, I'd imagine.
Is Howard showing him the document right now?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is he doing that? There's cameras around.
Oh, God, Eric looks angry.
Fucking hell.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's killed the mood.
Did he just slap Howard?
Camera, pal. He slapped him on camera.
Oh. Jess is calling me.
You're fucked.
No, no, no. Will you answer for me?
No fucking way. This was your idea, remember?
It was yours. You compiled the document.
Yeah, under your orders, mate.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. This is why you're here, Woody.
Mate, what the... You're fucking exploiting me now.
No, no, no. Just answer the phone.
I'm not taking the fall.
Tell her I've got tonsillitis.
I can't fucking tell you got tonsillitis.
Welcome back to Footy's Funniest Moments. Watch a training ground bust up like you've never seen. Assistant coach Howard Jagger gets a slap across the face by Eric Van Schmidt. Ouch! That's gotta hurt.
Gary Lineker has actually tweeted right now, Chad Schmidt get banged. Is that
headlines
funny?
Here. I don't know Dutch, but I know I love you. That's in the Star. Howard Jagger apologises for criticising his head coach's tactics. That's Howard Jagger apologising, not Eric Van Schmidt.
The results are multiplying by the day. Is it a new craze, or is it the return of happy slapping?
It shows Prime Minister Boris Johnson being slapped across the face by a protester.
Where he keep assaulting these public figures, right? Stephen Yaxley Lennon, a.k.a. Tommy Robinson, was slapped whilst protesting an afternoon prayer at a local mosque. I mean, he's a patriot. He's working. Not whilst he's at work.
OK, Tom Peck, I mean, you find this all hilarious. Hilarious though you may find it, that these right-wing male politician political figures are getting this. If it was female left-wing politicians, would you find it as hilarious?
Well, the gender question is a difficult one because there is...
Why is it difficult?
Because it is, to a certain extent, an act of violence. But there is a nuance there because it isn't... It's
an act of violence against a male politician is fine, but against a female politician...
Ashford City Police Department.
Yeah, hi there. This is Patrick Nolan, the chief executive...
Yeah, we have the number on record, Mr. Nolan. What does the graffiti say this time?
No, it's not graffiti, actually.
Oh, right, OK.
I was just at a cafe and I was slapped by a member of the public.
You were slapped?
I was slapped, yes.
Right. Bugger. Let me file a report. Hold on.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.